Coach, can you please just give your thoughts on the entire day?
Yeah, I mean, I think against Elon, we came out kind of ready to go. I feel like they're a team, if you let them hang around, they're going to find ways to obviously put some runs across. And I have a lot of respect for, how hard they play. And I felt like they were really, really scrappy. So I was really happy with that win and our continuation of just trying to put runs on the board. And then I thought, AB did a good job starting and Lizzie did a really great job coming in. And then on the second game against Duke, I mean, they're obviously a number 6, 7 seed in the country. I think they have a good mix of speed and power. I felt like we did enough to win that game. Unfortunately, a couple of pitches or, things go your way, they don't go their way. It is what it is. But I was really proud of the kids for, playing a tight game and being the lead for a majority of that game and having the poise and the control. I felt like we played with them. And to me, if we're doing that in February, that's a really special thing. So, I think we're inching closer and closer to kind of where we want to be. And I think if we had executed some pitches, made some better reads in the outfield, I think we had done some of those things, I think we could have came away today with 2 wins. But a lot of respect for the programs we played down here and how they competed. I'm just really proud of the kids and their offense.
And then what can you say about the 14 games to be 13-0 and just come up a little bit short to a top 10 team looking at a potential 14-0 record? But overall, just your impressions on having this such a great start.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's contagious, right? Winning's contagious, losing's contagious. And, I think we've really kind of set the bar of being a team that wants to compete, wants to win, knows what it feels like to win, and is always chasing that. So we don't care who does it. We don't care who's the hero. We don't care who's the pitcher. We don't care when it happens, how it happens. Like, our ultimate goal every single day is to go out and win that day. And I felt like our kids have kind of stuck to that mindset. And, they've played really hard, and we've had some close games. We've had some come from behind games. And to me, it's, preseason is for adversity. Preseason is to learn. And I felt like we've had really great adversity at points. And I also feel like tonight was a really great night to learn, we have some young kids on the field and young kids getting moments. And, that's that senior leadership kind of passing it on. But yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of where this program has come, and I'm so proud that we are relevant in conversation. And I think for me, when I took over at BU, that was my ultimate goal, was to win championships, but to be a team, in Massachusetts, in the heart of Boston, that people were saying, that people were talking about. And I felt like this weekend we did that.
And then for Casey to outlast a freshman All-American, can you just talk about her battling throughout the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think Casey pitched great. And, the one thing I told her, it's really hard when you're a pitcher and, what happens when you lose? There's a loss next to her name. There's a loss next to my name, right? But you have to overcome that, because to me, it's not about the loss. It's about her willingness to compete against the best, the nation's best. That kid always wants the ball. So to me, I'm more proud of just like her competitive spirit and her willingness to have the ball in the biggest moments, and she doesn't think twice. That's a kid that's going to carry us. And she's been exceptional against top-ranked teams. And I would say the same for tonight. She missed a couple pitches and they capitalized. That's what a really good team is going to do. I was just really, really proud of her fight. I think Casey is, obviously really gifted, really talented. And oftentimes I spend time looking at her being like, glad she's wearing Boston across her chest and nothing else.
One thing I did want to ask just about her pitching. I mean, usually she gets a lot of strikeouts and Duke was able to make contact. Is that more a credit to Duke, or do you think there were times where maybe Casey was a little off in terms of, I mean, obviously she was getting outs, but not as many strikeouts as she normally does?
Yeah, I mean, I think Duke can hit. I think Duke, they can get up in the zone. They can go oppo. Like, I think she was doing a really great job of generating outs. She wasn't getting like the swings and miss as usual. And, I think that's a mix of both, right? I thought the umpire was really tight at times and then hit expand at times, so then it becomes, now we're going through a game trying to figure out what the actual zone is. I think she just got a couple pitches a little bit too close to the plate, and a team like that is going to capitalize. So, I blame myself too. I think like I can do a better job with pitch calling and, figuring that aspect out. But no, I think Case threw a hell of a game against a hell of a team. And, you know, the outcome was the outcome. I genuinely believe we take one pitch back, that's a different game.
And you mentioned about the youth on the team, some big hits. First, I wanted to ask you about Brook, just having that big home run early in the game and what you think that will do for her moving forward.
Yeah, Brooke worked really hard last week and this weekend to kind of get her feel back and to get her swing back. You know, we need that middle to bottom part of the order to generate runs, to get on base, and also to help the top kind of get on. So, you know, Brooke's part of that leadership group. She's part of the young kids that we need, obviously, to offensively contribute. But, no, I was impressed with how hard she worked. And, you know, Brooke came around second base on that home run, and I don't think I've ever heard her yell louder. So to me, like, just to see that, like, passion in that moment, I mean, that's just so special for me. Like, this is why I do it, you know, for moments like that where, you know, a kid's going to remember that swing off Duke, you know? So, no, I'm really proud of her. And I hope that, you know, we can go back to work. We have a little bit of time off before we play again and just kind of reset and really fine tune some things. And she's part of that.
And then for the freshman, obviously Kylie's been getting into a groove the last few games, but then Sophie with a pinch hit grand slam, just what you want to see from them, whether they're starting or coming off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kylie is starting to kind of figure out her offensive piece. I mean, there's a reason that Kylie was recruited, and it was for her offense. You know, I think obviously she's going to continue to work on defense and get better and better. But for me, it's the offensive aspect that is so huge. I mean, she can hit the ball. And then for Sophie, I mean, imagine your first college hit is a grand slam. Like, I don't even, you know, I feel like they write that stuff. I was just so impressed. You know, it was a bases loaded situation. We were up by a lot. It was a great time to, you know, throw her in at bat and, you know, kind of see what she can do. So she put that swing on it. And I just, you know, it's, to me, those are really great things to see for the future. You know, we're looking at these younger kids, and at some point, you know, they're going to be sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and you want them to get the experience they're getting right now.
And then I also want to, the broadcaster in the Duke game was complimenting the team for the energy from the first pitch through the rest of the game. Can you just talk about the energy from the team, the culture you've built, and how that's going to help the team moving forward? Just always the positive energy.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, there is something so brilliant about that bench and their love for each other. I mean, they want to win, which is just like the most incredible thing. But every single person, they don't care who they're celebrating. They're just genuinely enjoying being at the field and being there. I got to give credit to Sophie and Livia, Christopher. Those two are, I mean, I'm trying to figure out names for them. They are the craziest two kids on the bench. And I'll tell you what, the team has bought in. I mean, they just... I literally have caught myself just laughing at points because some of their comments. So, you know, Lizzie Avery was always that leader of the pack who was a little bit, you know, crazy and had a lot of fun. And now we have these two freshmen who just like go back and forth and just, it is very, very, one, important, but two, it brings joy to the field. And the team who's on defense or the team who's on offense, like they're feeling that. And that's generating from two freshmen, which is just, you know, an amazing thing to see.
And then finally, do you have any message for all the top 25 poll voters?
We're here. We're relevant. We can do this. You know, you're going to keep seeing our name. We're not going away. So keep looking for us.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Scotty.